Welcome to the Automated Daily AI News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is April 22nd, 2024, and we're diving into the latest developments and discussions in the world of artificial intelligence. From new model releases to the environmental impacts of AI, we've got a lot to cover. Let's get started. Kicking off today's episode, Meta has unveiled its latest AI model, Llama 3, which is already turning heads with its performance closely rivaling that of OpenAI's GPT-4. The tech giant isn't stopping there. A more robust version, the Llama 3 400B+, is still under development and is expected to outperform GPT-4 upon its release. This move by Meta is seen as a strategic play to shake up the competitive dynamics in the AI field, with giants like Microsoft possibly considering acquisitions to keep pace. In a significant stride towards AI democratization, Meta has made over 800 variations of the Llama 3 model accessible to developers. This initiative is poised to revolutionize how developers integrate AI into their products, making it more affordable and versatile. Despite these advancements, the future of proprietary models like GPT-5 remains up in the air. But the current landscape is certainly ripe with opportunities for innovation. Switching gears to AI's role in journalism, Simon Willison recently demonstrated the capabilities of large language models at the Story Discovery at Scale conference. His presentation included a series of live demos showing how these models can be used for tasks ranging from generating poetry from images to enhancing data journalism tools. This peek into the practical applications of AI in newsrooms underscores the growing intersection of technology and journalism. On the environmental front, a new report highlights a concerning trend in China, where the rapid expansion of AI capabilities is leading to a significant increase in water consumption by data centers. By 2030, these facilities are expected to consume as much water as the entire population of South Korea, emphasizing the urgent need for more energy-efficient technologies in the AI sector. Apple is making waves with its recent acquisition of Data Collab, a French startup known for its pioneering work in AI compression and computer vision. This move is likely to bolster Apple's AI capabilities, particularly in enhancing features like facial recognition in its upcoming iOS 18. Linus Torvalds shared his insights on a range of topics, including AI and open source development, during a recent keynote at the Linux Foundation's Open Source Summit. His discussion highlighted the ongoing challenges and the critical role of trust within the open source community. In the music industry, Drake's new track, TaylorMade Freestyle, is stirring up the scene with AI-generated vocals from iconic artists Tupac Shakur and Snoop Dogg. This innovative use of AI in music production is part of a broader trend where technology is increasingly intersecting with creative expression. Lastly, the documentary What Jennifer Did has sparked debate over the ethical use of AI in filmmaking. Accusations of AI manipulation in the documentary raise important questions about authenticity and transparency in media production. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily AI News Edition. We've covered a lot of ground, from Meta's new AI model to the ethical implications of AI in various industries. Remember, you can find links to all the stories we discussed in the episode notes. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time for more insights into the ever-evolving world of artificial intelligence.